Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we just want to take a moment and say thank you for tuning in today and listening to all the amazing things that we talk about on the program, which is mainly Jesus and the kingdom of God and all that. We are just trying to encourage you and lift you up in your everyday life so that you can experience all the blessings that God has for each and every one of you. And I always like to do the program with a special guest, and my special guest today is Martita Stanton. Welcome to the program, Martita.
Thank you, Kevin. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so glad to have you.
Oh, I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, for sure. And we're excited to have each and every one of you that are tuned in as well, because we believe that God is leading us and directing us with just so many unique topics and taglines is really what I've kind of been looking at what we've been doing lately. And God's been giving us what I call a tagline. And it's just a little phrase that we literally tie into the scriptures and we pull it in. And I think it's been incredible. The last few weeks of the program have just really been taking a new turn. And if you've just tuned in, we're so glad you're with us. We're at Lighthouse Christian Church here on Merritt Island, Florida, and we're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. We'll have that at the end of the show as well. You can catch that, but we just want to invite you out. Come on out to a Sunday service right now. We're Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. You can pop in and say hi to Martita, say hi to me. We're usually around. And we'd love to hear from you guys, too. If you could, hit us up on email with email is testimony@ourlighthouse.net. And just tell us what the show's been doing, man, for you in your life. If it means something to you,
we'd love to hear that. Right? And, you know, when you invited them to church, I want to say, come and visit our family. Because this is home.
Yeah.
Our church is not just a church, you know, it's a family.
Yeah, we've been building it that way.
Yes.
It's so pretty cool.
We just want to invite you to come and meet our family.
So good, man. So yeah, come on out. So Martita, we have a tagline or a topic.
Yeah,
so
I like
what
that
is
name.
That's my new mantra. I came up with that.
I like that. Okay. So
what's our tagline?
I'm excited today because I have to be honest, I got this through a dream. Okay. I had an amazing dream. It was so real that when I woke up, I was like, I felt like I left the location.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And it was about, and I'm going to make it short, but there was a catastrophe in our home area.
Right.
And I just came to help with a group of people, and we didn't know anything. We're not medical. We're not experts on anything, but we were volunteers that came in. I ended up helping. It was very serious injury. So right. I was helping one that was bleeding to death. And the woman in charge grabbed me and says, just hold on and stop that bleeding while they were working on the person. The person was really, you know, when you were in that situation, she was really panicked and anxiety.
Yeah.
And I just went to her ear and I started speaking love, the word of God, peace. You know, I just brought the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And she was able to come down and they were able to work on her and help her. And it continued on one after the other. And then the person in charge says, you're sticking with me, even though I didn't know anything about medical, I carry the presence of the Lord. Mm. And I was able to help these people. At one point, there was one that we know was going to die. And I was able to lead this person to the Lord before she, you know, it was a woman, before she died. And I knew that she was able to go to heaven in peace. And then I realized that our job in Jesus' team is to bring his presence, his reality, his love, and so people can have that peace no matter where they are. And then that helps them to receive whatever else they need.
Sure.
And if they don't make it, to make sure that they go to heaven in peace and not alone. And it blew me away.
So you were on a rescue team.
I was in Jesus' rescue team.
I love that. That is so cool. So how do we tie that into everyday life and what everybody else is, you know, experiencing today? How do we?
So I asked the Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm curious.
How can I become part of Jesus' rescue team? So I started going to the Word, because a lot of people say, yeah, but how do I do that? That's for pastors, or that's for the leaders or the teachers. No, that's for every believer out there. So I'm going to start with the first and second commandment, which is in Mark 12:30-31. And this is NIV. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. Let me tell you, when we love the Lord more than anything, okay?
Right.
And we connect with him, he can use us.
Sure.
Because he can flow through us.
Well, it all boils down to this, you know, if you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, you're going to have to love the Lord your God first with all of your heart.
Amen.
And soul and mind, because God is love. And I don't think that we can truly love other people apart from God. I think God gives us the grace to be able to love the unlovable. Because people are tough sometimes.
Yes. Sheep bite. The sheep bite,
yeah,
you know?
You're not kidding.
But when we are filled with his love, it flows through us.
Absolutely.
And that's how we're able to love others, because of his love. So the more I connect to him, and I love him, the more, because his love is there. It's not so he can love me more. It's so I can receive that love.
Right.
The love is there. Usually I'm the one that blocks it from getting into me.
Right. You know, we can't join the rescue team of God and be on Jesus' team if we're not with Jesus, you know what I mean?
So
loving the Lord your God, you know, the first step for you guys out there is, if you want to be a person that's going to make a difference in the world and you want to find out what the call of God is on your life, then first thing you got to do to find out what the call of God is on your life is find God.
Yes.
And find that personal relationship with Jesus. Make that declaration that Jesus is your Lord. And then he will begin to show you how to step outside of yourself and to begin to love the world around you. That's really good.
Yeah, because for us, it's a relationship with him.
Great first step to join the rescue team of God.
Yes, and then the next one is in Matthew 4:19. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
Nice.
So the next thing is, we need to follow. Okay, so first we have to accept him as our Lord and Savior.
Right, and then learn to love people.
By loving him first and putting him first. And then out of that, second, we will love people. And now we got to follow him.
Right. You know, have you ever followed someone before and found out maybe they were lost too?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of things in this world, Martita, that we can follow.
Yes.
Okay, we can go after, we can chase careers, we can chase other people, relationships, we can chase money. There's just so many things that we can follow in this world system, but I'm confident, and I can share with each and every person that's listening today, that Jesus is the best thing you can ever follow in your life and in your world.
Because any human being that you follow will let you down sooner or later, because they're human, okay? And we all fall short. But you follow Christ, he will never, ever let you down.
Yeah. So what does it mean to be a fisher of men? Talk to me about that.
Okay. So I'm going to...
It says, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men.
It's reaching out to the people that don't know Christ and sharing the gospel and sharing the love of the Lord so they can get to know him. And for believers, because it goes, I see it both ways. I see it first as going out there and reaching out for the unsaved, but I also see for the ones that the believers that need guidance and discipleship and a mentor.
Right.
So we need to be that person
for
others. Okay.
Sure.
My job, as I have been growing in the Lord throughout the years, is me helping others, but I also look up to find a mentor to say, hey, I need to keep growing. And that's what I like you and me, our relationship as brother and sister is like, we help each other grow.
Sure.
We hold each other accountable.
Stretch.
Yeah. Yes, you really stretched me.
Hey, you know, it's okay. You remember the old Stretch Armstrong, man? It was like this little toy I had in the 80s. And you would try to rip this thing apart, and you could stretch him, and he would just stretch.
Forever.
And then he would go back to his normal
yes.
thing, you know.
But so everybody out there knows.
God is into
Kevin
stretching people.
Kevin definitely stretches me.
Yeah, I will stretch you for sure. But, you know, as fishers of men, I think if we want to tie that into the Jesus rescue team
mm-hmm.
kind of topic, the fish are the lost people, you know. And
yes.
Jesus is calling us to go and to fish with them, to fish for them, to bring them, to rescue them
yes.
from being lost into being found. You know, the Bible says, Amazing Grace says, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I think there's a world out there that doesn't know they're lost. I didn't know that I was lost until I found out, you know, until I was found. And then I was like, oh, I was lost.
Yes.
But lost people don't know they're lost. That's the big problem. That's why they need to be rescued.
And we think because we live in the United States that everybody has heard the word and they all know about Christ. I took a class in college, and when we were speaking and the topic got open, those students in there came afterwards, and I was talking to some of them, and they said, I have never heard this. And I'm thinking, you live in the United States and you don't know. And they were in their 20s.
Right.
And they had no idea.
No.
They never heard either. About it. So if we think, because a lot of times we think, oh, they all know. No, they don't.
Right. They know churches out there. They know religion's yes. a part of the world, but they don't know Jesus.
No, they don't know. And
so they're hungry.
They are hungry. And if, no, again, if you
they
don't know.
Even realize it.
Exactly. And how are we presenting the Lord?
Starving.
Yes. Everybody, you go out there right now and they go, oh no, I'm seeking the spiritual. They're hungry. And the reason why is because when the Lord created us, remember, we are a spirit, soul, and body.
Right.
So that spirit is hungry for the Lord.
It wants the things of God.
So yes.
Bad.
Yes. They are seeking. They're
I think
hungry.
A lot of addiction and things like that people deal with is really them trying to fill the hunger that only God can fill
yes.
in their life. You know, in Isaiah 58:10 says this, feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. You see, the world is lost. They're walking in darkness. They're hungry.
Yes.
They don't know it. They're spiritually starving. But Jesus said, you know, if you're going to be on my rescue team, I need you to go and feed those who are hungry, whether they know it or not. And to help those who are what? In trouble. Then your light will shine out.
And, you know, it doesn't say there, wait until they ask for it.
It doesn't.
It says, you go and feed the hungry and help those in trouble. So we are to open our eyes and seek out those that need it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It is just taking one step at a time. I like the next one.
Sure.
Proverbs 31:8-9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice.
Right. The world's running people over. I mean,
yes.
we're seeing it more and more now. Even, you know, with governmental things, with just jobs and careers. I mean, the pandemic, you know, people were getting run over with, I wrote a lot of vaccination exemption letters,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people that were going to lose their jobs. And that was unjust to me. And we had to fight some different battles that way. And getting justice is, you know, it's part of the heart of God. God is holy. He's righteous. And he does not like when people are taken advantage of. He doesn't like when people are bullied. He doesn't like that. So I think it's really an amazing part of being on God's rescue team when we are able to stand up for things like, you know, look at the abortion issue that we're dealing with in the world right now. And there's been a huge battle going on even more recently with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. But who's going to stand and speak for those who can't speak for themselves. That's the job of us as Jesus Rescue Team. You know, an unborn child can't speak for itself. We have to step out. We have to begin to be who God's called us to be and stand up for righteousness in an unjust world.
Yeah. Look at sex trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking, you know, children as well as adults.
Yeah.
They need help.
Yeah.
And
it's happening, though.
Yes.
You know, the church is fed up. We're rising up. I love it.
I remember years ago, remember when there was the guy that kidnapped three girls and they had him for 10 years. And after 10 years, they were able to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was listening to their story, when the first one broke through the door and she was sticking her hand out and screaming for help, there was a man that walked by, saw it, and he didn't want to get involved. And he walked away. Didn't do anything about it. The second man that was walking by heard it, and he ran to the door and says, I'm going to get you help. We need to be that person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes. So does it take risks sometimes? But we need to be there for the ones that need help and that can't do it on their own. We have the Holy Spirit. We have God behind us.
Sure.
Okay. He will show us how to do it. And he will guide us. But we need to be bold and courageous, like the word says.
Yeah. Well, God has already given us instructions.
Yes.
In the word. It's all in there. What does he want us to do? Some people are out there and they're probably thinking, well, this whole idea of being on Jesus' rescue team is intriguing. I like it. But what do we do when we're on God's rescue team? And you just follow God's instructions.
Exactly. Let's go to Matthew 10:7-8.
All right.
And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Sure.
I mean, he's not saying go there and beg for healing or whatever. He said, go out there and you lay hands on the sick and tell them to be healed.
Yeah, I think that ties back to our spiritual authority. I think many times people are like, well, what does God want me to do? Well, he wants you to stand up and be who Jesus paid the huge price for you to be.
That
is his ambassadors. We are members of the kingdom of God. And through that membership, we have rights and privileges and power through the Holy Spirit to go and to heal the sick. You know, Mark 16 says, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Yes.
Cast out devils. You know, there's just so many things. If we lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
And understand,
we've been teaching that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not me doing it. It's God doing it through me.
Exactly.
So when Jesus was here, everybody that came to him, he healed. He casted out demons. He says, but I need to go because I'm only one person.
Right.
And I'm going to send you a helper. And when he left, he sent the Holy Spirit. And now we are God's hands. We are his mouth. We're the ones that are doing it for him. So now he has every believer in the world has the authority and the commandment to go do it for him.
Sure. You know, I think we all have to recognize that we're people of influence.
Yes.
That we have an influence on those around us. We have influence on people in our lives, in our areas of our jobs, you know, our families. So I think that we really have to recognize that we're there to guide people.
Yes.
You know, that we need to take care of people and we need to help them. We need to guide them. That's a big part of being on Jesus' rescue team is how do we guide people?
You know, I'm going to go quickly through this, but in John 21:14-17 is when after the resurrection of the Lord, mm-hmm. Jesus comes to Peter because Peter had denied him three times. And the Lord says, Peter, or at this time, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And the Lord says, yes, Lord, I love you. Then the Lord says, feed my lambs. Again, he asked them. So he asked them three times, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, I love you. And then the response was, take care of my sheep, guide my sheep, lead my sheep.
Yeah. Well, basically what he's saying is people are important.
Exactly.
You know, the Lord has really placed a high priority on people in this world and in this life. He wants us to be on that rescue team. What are we rescuing? We're not rescuing finances. We're not rescuing stuff. We are rescuing people from the grip of darkness in their life. We are showing them the light of the gospel from what we can see, you know, in all these scriptures. We are instructing them. We are healing them. We are praying for them. And that's what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart, to want his heart to be your heart. And then his heart is for people.
That's right.
Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that's what we're talking about here today.
Jesus came down here.
Yeah.
To save us.
Yeah.
He came. The whole purpose for him was to come down here to reconcile our relationship with the Father and to save us so we can have eternal life. That is his number one priority.
Yeah.
So he says, if you love me, your priority should be the same. People. Because that is his priority.
That's good. So good. So listen, guys, we are just talking today about Jesus Rescue Team. And Martina, the topic came from a dream that you had
when
God showed you that you were going to be used, you know, in the dream to help people who were, they were, some of them were even dying.
Yes.
And we can't forget that there's a world out there around us and people are dying every day. They're checking out, and without Jesus, eternity is not a good thing. Okay,
gotcha.
You know, hell is real. We've got to take into consideration the fact that we are called to rescue the lost, those who have not come to know God, and we need to share the truth and the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ with each and every one of them, and that's what it means to be on Jesus Rescue Team. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Church with Martita Stanton, my special guest here at Turn the Light On. You're listening to our podcast/radio program, and we are just once again so blessed that you would take the time to join us and be a part of the program. We've been talking today about being on Jesus' rescue team, Martita.
Amen.
You shared a little bit about a dream where you saw that God was giving you the ability to bring peace to people in just crazy situations and major turmoil and things. And we don't know where the world's going. You know, it could be prophetic. It could just be a dream. But we've been talking about everything from the first commandment where Jesus said, love, you know, me with all your heart and soul and mind, love your neighbors, yourself, all the way to, you know, being on his rescue team means that we follow him, that we're feeding the hungry, we're working towards doing all these things and following God's instructions, healing the sick, laying hands on people, things like that. Now, this could actually, it has a good spiritual side to it with,
yes,
our relationship with God and being obedient to him, but there's some practical application stuff that I really don't think we have time to fully go into with the whole program today. But why don't you give us a little hint about it, and then let's come back tomorrow and talk a little bit more about this topic.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And as you said, you know, if you look at it, there's disasters everywhere you look, earthquakes, fires, hurricanes. There's out there, wherever you're at, we need to reach out and be there for those people. So emotionally, spiritually, they need the presence of the Lord to come in and help them through it. But there's a physical side to it that we need to get involved into too, and actually put our mouth into action.
Sure.
Okay. And that's what we're going to go into the next program, to go more into the physical,
practical application.
Exactly.
Of just how do we really bless the world around us?
How can we make a change?
You know, because, you know, we need to bring them the gospel, but
Definitely. There
is also some more practical things that each and every person, I believe, can have their lives influenced by or changed by. As we look at the needs of people and the situations in the world and all the things that are going on, I think we'll really find that God's interested in everyday life.
Amen.
He's interested in just touching people right where they're at. And you know, I think we over-spiritualize what the gospel can look like sometimes. So once again, guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Tune back in tomorrow, because we're going to talk a little bit more about this idea of being on Jesus' rescue team and what that means. So thanks for listening, and you've been listening to Turn the Light On. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.